Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. The third, the final, the best, the money hour of the Rob Brown Show goes right now. This is the Fan Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. Hello, America. Hello, world. It's Monday, y'all. And you are listening to the most energetic sports talk radio show in all the land right here on the best damn sports talk station in all the nation. The Fan Upstate rolls on. I'm Rob. The great one, the professor of perfection, the wizard of wave, Lonzo, is up. By the way, somebody asked me over this weekend what wizard of wave means. Like, it's like, what does that mean? Like, is Lonzo waving at people? Audio files, at least in the way that Lonzo and I work on them, audio files are saved, described as a wave format, WAV. And so all the files that we have saved that Lonzo does all his wizardry with to make us the 2021 South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year, they're all wave files, hence he is the Wizard of Wave.
Yeah, the manipulation of sound is what I do because I'm a wizard!
Just only say that forever. People who get it are laughing. People who don't are like, what is he talking about? The Wizard of Wave. On the other side of the glass. All right. A couple more things I wanted to get into. Last week, there was all of the drama between Jimbo and Nick and primetime. Neon. Deion Sanders. It started when Nick Saban said on Wednesday that Texas A&M bought the number one recruiting class in the country. Nick said that, you know, that they bought the number one class. We were number two last year, and now they jumped ahead of us, and or we were number one, and then they jumped ahead of us. They bought their class. Yada yada yada. Jimbo got hold of those comments, and on what was it, Thursday? Yeah, Thursday during the show. During the show, Jimbo Fisher held what I think, Lonzo, will go down as the most iconic college football press conference since I'm a man, I'm 40. Which, by the way, was a solid like 15 years ago.
Which I still yell at people who are doing 30 and a 40. Be a man.
Be a man.
Be 40, yes.
I'm a man, I'm 40. That is 15 years old this year, by the way.
Wow, so he's 55 now.
When that came out, Lonzo actually was 40. He was a man and was 40.
No, I wasn't, but close.
Fantastic press conference. And I think Jimbo put together the press conference that has has there been a press conference since I'm a man, I'm 40 that has matched up to the meme ability of I'm a man, I'm 40?
It's going to be talked about for a while. Even if he were to backtrack and apologize, people are going to be talking about this for a long time.
Yeah. I'm a man, I'm 40. Was talked about for years. And now this. And now this, right? The next time somebody calls me, which, by the way, stop calling people. Just text them, all right? Nobody wants to answer the phone in 2022. Zero people want to answer the phone. I will answer the phone for like six people. My mother, my girlfriend, Lonzo, my boss. That's the list.
So I texted Rob Saturday. I'm like, there's no way he'll respond to this. But you actually did.
I did. And then, but what did you text me first?
Well, I asked you a question. And,
right.
And then the next question was, can I call you? Yes.
And by the way, thank you for asking.
Yeah, because you're a busy guy. You always got something going on.
Oh, so, and I did.
And I don't want to interrupt.
There's like four people. My mom can call me. The girlfriend can call me. Lonzo and the boss can call me. Outside of that, don't call me.
There is something here that you and I have pioneered. I mean, I started it. You have nearly perfected it. So if we have questions about it, and you're watching it right now, if you're watching it on stream, if I have a question about doing something that I can't figure out, I ask Rob because he usually can. Now, he was busy, and I figured it out, but still. So now we've learned something else, and this is how we learn how to do things with some things that other people aren't doing yet. So,
And if you have a question.
Wanted to point out how awesome we are. But yeah. Text someone before you call them.
You're right. We are. But again, if you need to call me, like if you have a discussion that can't be had via text, shoot me a text to say I need to talk to you, right? And that's fine. Because then I can like carve out a minute, either right now or I'm be like, call me in 20, I'll be good, whatever. If you need to talk to me about something that's more than just text, text me, right? Text me first. Here's the other part. Do you want to know why that's the thing? Because you know how much easier it is to say no if you text me than if you call me? Let's be honest. Let's get down to it.
Or I didn't see it.
Right. If I want to ignore it or say no, it is so much easier to do via text than a phone call. Because I'm a yes man. I'm a people pleaser, right? And if I can do something to help you, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to drop what I'm doing to do it.
Although there is a setting on your phone that lets the person who sent it know that you read it. And which was pointed out to me.
Turn that off on my phone.
By someone who was really angry with me because he thinks that I ignored his text, which I did. But he's the one who taught me how to do that.
Yeah.
And I would like to thank someone with a C in their name for that.
Fair enough. So, text me, don't call me. But that's not the point of the discussion we're going down. If you do call me, and I hit the old sleep button on your name, and somebody asks about it, I'm going to be like, no, we're done. Right? Because that's what Jimbo said. The guy said, have you spoken to Nick? And Jimbo went, hey, he called me. And the reporter goes, you didn't take the call? And he goes, no, we're done. First off, I'm going to go ahead and make, this is how production works for me and Lonzo. We just think of stuff on the fly. We were like, we should do that. First off, every phone call that we take from now moving forward needs to be ended with the tag of Jimbo going, no, we're done, right? Every phone call we take or make should be ended with Jimbo going, no, we're done, because it was such a great line. Anyway, Jimbo Fisher gives us the most iconic college football press conference since Mike Gundy decided he needed to remind us all that he's a man, he's 40. Don't write about the players in the paper, write about me. And the reason he made that, I don't know if you can take yourself back 15 years. But if you take yourself back 15 years, do you know why Mike Gundy did the I'm a man, I'm 40 press conference? It was because there was some drama going on amongst the players in his ball club. And he wanted to deflect that negative attention away from the ball club and onto him. So he went out like an unhinged man, like an unhinged human being, and gave the most ridiculous-ass press conference of all time. I'm a man. I'm 40. You want to write about something? You write about me. I'm a man. The point of that was not because he wanted his name in the paper more. Point was to get the attention off of the potential rules violations going on in his program. Jimbo came out and decided to go ham on that. He decided to go bananas on what Nick had to say. And he turned it into a big-time press conference. Now, I gave my my position on this on Friday's show. First off, I think Jimbo told on himself a little bit, right? Because Nick never said you broke rules. Nick never said you broke laws. And what's the first thing Jimbo said when it came out? I think it's ridiculous that I got to come out here and defend 17-year-old kids and their families from being accused of breaking laws and breaking rules. No, you don't, though, Jimbo, because Nick never said that they violated laws or violated rules. Nick never accused them of breaking the law or breaking the rules, right? So you kind of told on yourself a little bit there, right? If mom walks into the boys' room and goes, hey, I need to talk to you guys, and one of the kids goes, I didn't take the cookies, you know good and daggum well who took the cookies, right? You told on yourself a little bit there, Jimbo. You told on yourself a little bit. But then Jimbo went on, you know, on 50 other rounds of defense against things Nick didn't say, and it got a little heated, which again, cool, I get it. I do think absolutely that Jimbo wanted to deflect the attention away from NIL because I think most of us believe, with some supporting evidence, that Texas A&M did okay in the NIL sphere, right? Texas A&M, now, for the record, as I also said on Friday, I got no issue with it. I got no issue with it. And I got no issue with it predominantly because that's the rules. All Jimbo Fisher did was take advantage of the new rules of college football to put together a whale of a recruiting class. But I think he wanted to deflect that because the NIL is still got a lot of negative stigma attached to it, like it or not, right? And there are still people who are, to some degree, frowning on the NIL and how it's set up and how it works. And so for Jimbo to come out and make the statements that Jimbo made deflects away from the fact that, yeah, seems to most of us, like Texas A&M did pretty okay with the NIL stuff. He wants to deflect that, make it seem like, because what did he say? Both, a number of months ago when the internet comments started, and what was he saying in that press conference? Oh, have you been to Texas A&M? Have you come to College Station? Have you seen Kyle Field? We got the most passionate fan base in football, and they do because they're a cult. But we got the most passionate fan base in football. We got the best home field advantage in football. And every year, they're voted one of the best home field advantages. Sure. You get a great education. I know a lot of A&M grads. They're all ridiculously intelligent people. They absolutely do. It's a great education at A&M. It's a cult, but it's a great education. That's what Jimbo's focusing on. Because of the negative stigma still attached to NIL. 10 years from now, when that stigma goes away, Jimbo's going to go, hell yeah. We did, back in 2022, we did better. We did better than everybody else at having our fans and our boosters organize themselves to make A&M more attractive than Alabama and LSU and Georgia and whatever, Clemson and whatever other schools. We did more to make ourselves more attractive with financial possibilities than any of those other schools. You should be taking pride in that, right? You didn't violate any rules. You didn't break any rules. You did exactly what was on the table and allowed to bring them in. And I think that's what Jimbo should have said from the beginning, but, you know, Jimbo decided to take it the way of, let's get the attention off of NIL. Let's get it back on how good Texas A&M is as a school and go from there. So later in the week, Nick Saban comes out, and Nick Saban apologizes. He did an interview on ESPNU radio where he said, I should have never singled anybody else out. That was a mistake, and I apologize for that part of it, end quote. Then he went on to say, quote, I really wasn't saying anybody did anything illegal in using NIL. That was something assumed by what I said. It's not what I meant. There's nothing illegal about doing this. It's the system. That's the issue I have, end quote. All right. Here's the thing. Lonzo, he's right about that part, right? He did not accuse anybody of breaking the rules. He did not accuse anybody of breaking the law, and he didn't say that anybody did anything illegal. I said on Thursday, minutes after the press conference was over, go back and listen to it. I said last Thursday after the press conference was over, Jimbo told on himself because Nick Saban never accused him or these kids of breaking the law, and then he came out and said, I don't have to defend these kids. They didn't break. Yeah, we know. Nobody said they did. You just jumped on it here. Right.
So the biggest mistake Saban made, whether you agree with his take on NIL or not, was singling out Texas A&M.
I don't think it was a mistake, right? Because again, what recruiting class does Alabama have right now? Do you know off the top of your head? Number two. You know who has number one?
I was going to say you just cheated by telling me I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I figured he'd be top five because he's always top five. So
he's number two.
But I knew Texas A&M got number one. I mean, and
so who the hell else was Nick Saban going to complain about, right?
True.
Who the hell else is he going to complain about? If you're in a race and your car comes in second and you want to talk about a really, really fast car, there ain't but one guy you can talk about, and it's the guy that beat you. Ain't but one guy that beat Nick Saban in recruiting. So if Nick Saban wants to complain about NIL and wants to complain about a college football fan base taking advantage of NIL and being better than him because they took advantage, right? What he's saying is, ain't nobody can recruit better than Alabama. Texas A&M had to pay to do it, which is fine and possibly true. What Nick said there is, nobody can recruit better than me. And the only way that Jimbo recruited better than me was by paying for it. Which, don't get me wrong, Lonzo, is a phenomenal promo. Phenomenal promo.
Is he wrong, though?
I don't think he's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think he's wrong.
I mean, the history would prove that. Yeah.
Nick's top 2-3 every year. Nobody else is. He may not win number one every year, but he's always inside the top three, and nobody else is. Kirby got him for a year. What'd he do the next year? Got Kirby back. Jimbo got him for a year. What'd he do to Jimbo? Got Jimbo back, right? I don't think he's wrong. In fact, I defended Saban on Friday. I said Nick Saban is in the right here. I shouldn't have called out one guy. There ain't but one guy to have called out, right? It's one of those things, though, that even if you didn't mention him by name, we know who you're talking about. If he comes out and he goes, you know, for years we've done it the right way, and now you got college football coaches out here buying. Actually, he never said coaches, by the way. He just said Texas A&M. Now we've got programs out here that are buying number one recruiting classes. Yeah, there's only one of them ahead of you. We know who it is. So, like, what else was he going to say? The other option was to say nothing at all, right? The other option was to say nothing at all. And you know that. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. All right, Texter says Saban is upset that other coaches are using NIL money to lure recruits away from Alabama. But Jimbo and Dion both know they're using NIL as a recruiting tool. Let's say they are. Yeah? Let's say they are. Here's my question. And? Like, Saban can be mad about it. Saban can go, other schools are using NIL to get guys that would have been in my recruiting class in previous years, would have kept me on top. And let's say he's true. For the sake of discussion, let's say that's accurate. He's right. Hey, Nick, you better get your guys organized. You better tell your boosters in Tuscaloosa that if they want to keep as the number one program of the last 20 years in college football, y'all better organize. Y'all better get your NIL organizations in shape and squared away. Because that's the game now. Like it or not, that is the game. And if you do, you'll stay right there at the top. And if you don't, Texas A&M's going to snipe you again next year. Dion, same boat. Does Travis Hunter go play for Dion? Now, Travis Hunter did say, I wish somebody would have signed that $1 million check for me that apparently I got that nobody told me about. If I got $1 million check, don't you think I'd have moved my mom out of a 3-bedroom apartment where she's living with 3 kids? Which makes sense, right? I'm not saying he did or did not get $1 million. I'm saying the story is that he got $1 million from Barstool to play for Dion and not go to Florida State, which crippled Florida State's recruiting class, right? FSU was about to pull in the number one defensive player in this recruiting class, and he ends up at Jackson State. There has also been, over the past year and a half, and I have felt this, right? And I believe this. There has been a massive shift in the acknowledgement of historically black colleges and universities in the land of college football. Dion coaches one. So not only do you get to play for primetime, one of the most recognizable. There's a Deion Sanders autograph hanging in my office right now because I've been a Deion fan. He is the only, Lonzo, the only Dallas Cowboy that I will hang on my wall. Mike doesn't go up. Emmett's from my hometown or my home area, Pensacola. Emmett doesn't go up. Troy doesn't go up. One Dallas Cowboy will ever hang on my wall, and it's Deion because I loved Deion as a kid. We all did. So to play for Deion for kids my age and younger is kind of a big deal, right? And if you're like Travis Hunter, a two-way player, a special teams ace and a two-way player, who better to get you ready for the league as a two-way player and special teams ace than Deion freaking Sanders, who did it and knows the league and is a little more wizened now, right? And on top of all of that, he has said for a hot minute to play for an HBCU and help HBCUs get on the map is important to him. He may not have accepted, he did, but he may not have accepted a dollar in NILs. He did, but it's probably not $1 million like has been reported. Or maybe it is. Who cares? The point is that it's legal. It's above board. It's on the table. He's allowed to. And if Nick is mad about that, well, you better get your NIL groups in Tuscaloosa organized or you're going to get it again, Nick. Now, I think Nick's going to be fine. Nick has complained multiple times about college football, and multiple times he has come back from it and kicked everybody's rear end under the new system that he previously complained about. I ain't worried about Nick. I think Jimbo went overboard. Check this out. Texter says, and I quote, to quote the water boy, Jimbo mad because he got all them recruits and no trophy. He got all them teeth. No toothbrush.
That remains to be seen what he can do with all those recruits.
I mean, look, Jimbo got hired there how many years ago? And he was expected to win a championship, and he ain't done it yet. In fact, now I don't think he's won the SEC West yet, has he? Right? They brought Jimbo over from Tallahassee. He was supposed to be the big deal. He ain't done it yet. He beat Nick, sure, but he ain't won the West yet, has he? Not that I'm aware of. If it is, it's blanking from my memory, if so. But, you know, Jimbo got mad and told on himself a little bit. I absolutely think when it's all said and done, 2, 5, 6, 7 years from now, when the NIL numbers come in, we're going to look back at Texas A&M's 2022 class and go, that was a hell of use of NIL to get that recruiting class in. Jimbo told on himself a little bit. And maybe that was the goal, right? Maybe Nick just wanted to bait Jimbo into telling himself a little bit. To letting the cat out of the bag, proverbially, metaphorically speaking.
By the way, I checked, and I don't see Texas A&M winning the West.
I didn't think they did.
Yeah.
I didn't think they did under Jimbo yet, or I guess at all.
Yeah, it looks like never.
Well, I mean, they've only been in for a handful of years.
Right, but the majority of those, I think he's been the coach. So
I don't know. I think when it comes down to it, Nick's mad because somebody found a way to beat him. Nick will be back. Jimbo's mad because Jimbo thinks he got accused of something he didn't do, which he did not. And Jimbo told on himself by going so fervently hard in on the defense of something he did not do that you're like, there's got to be something else there, right? Now, damn, Jimbo, that seems like a lot of defense over a mild claim. But we'll see. Texas, Roger Texan says, give me your email to send in a mullet pic. Oh, we got a mullet hunt update. Rob.brown@thefan.com. Rob.brown@thefan.com. Send in your mullet hunt pics. We may do a mullet update here in just a little while. Let's take a break. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. This is The Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, here we go. Stevie, towards the end of the show, Rob Brown, Lonzo, and you. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is the Fan Upstate Chamber of Commerce weather outside, ladies and gentlemen, raining all across the listening area, and it's nasty outside. So be careful if you're out there driving about on the highways and byways of the upstate because, gross. A couple more things I wanted to get into. Lonzo. Have you gotten an opportunity? And I will tell you, this is not something I went and looked for. It is something I just happened to stumble across over the weekend. Have you stumbled across fan-controlled football yet?
I have heard it, and I didn't look into it because the first thing I thought of was EC3's fan-controlled wrestling, and I figured that it was similar to that.
I stumbled upon it for the first time this weekend. And I've got to tell you, I might be watching it. It is the most video game thing I've ever seen in my life. All right? It is arena-esque football in that there is an out-of-bounds line. But the OB line is like a yard before there's a wall. So if you get popped out of bounds, you're hitting the wall hard. The field they play in is a 50-yard field the offense drives in. Okay? 50 yards, offense starts on one end, you got to drive in. Turnover resets the field. And it is played inside of like genuinely, it looks like a movie studio, right? It's on the outside line going up our walls, and the fans that are controlling the game, which by the way, they're the ones calling plays for these teams, right? There's like no head coach. It's like the fans are balconies like you'd see over Bourbon Street, and the balconies look out over the field. So the fans are literally looking, like sitting down, looking down onto the field with fans in the end zone and like regular bleachers. The two teams just kind of stand in the background while the offense and defense are playing. I watched it for the first time because I saw the names. So we got to think Marion Barber was in there and somebody from Auburn was in there as well. And I'm like, what are these guys doing? Are they playing? And then I looked and it's like, no, they're actually in on the controls. Like they're in helping call the plays or whatever. I'm going to send you, Zoe, a YouTube clip of a game. All right. It's just a game. And I want you to scroll like a couple minutes in and just take a look at what it looks like. Because it looks like a video game, man. Like it's lights, it's smoke, it's fog, it's fast football because it's 7-on-7 football, right? So it's 3 down linemen, 2 receivers, 2 running backs, or 3 receivers and running back and a quarterback. It's 7-on-7 football both sides. The logos all look like they were designed in a video game create a team setup. There's like extra logos and weird names and everything. And then between plays after touchdowns and whatnot, there's like lights and sirens and smoke. And it looks like not even NFL Blitz. It like looks more video gamey than NFL Blitz did.
Yeah. And I like how before the play is called, the screen goes to what a video game play would look like. And it shows who called the play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Like, oh, and by the way, half the camera shots are from a drone flying over the field, right? Like, now there have been other sports that have started to utilize drones as cameras, and I think it's great. Eventually, one's going to crash and interrupt the sport, which is also going to be great.
Or someone's going to hack it.
Yeah. But the hits are hefty. By the way, Lonzo, I don't know if you're going to be able to see this. What? Tell me this. Tell me if you didn't see more hits like this in the NFL. Watch this. Bang! Right? Like, these boys are coming to play football, son.
The one difference, the major difference is, other than there being less players out there, is the size of the players.
Oh, sure. Listen, like, a lot. I mean, there are some big fellas out there. But, I mean, these are guys that probably aren't going to make the league. But I'm not watching this to watch great football, right? I'm watching this to be entertained. And I got to tell you, it's entertaining as hell.
You're watching this as a guy who
likes video games,
designs his own plays when he's playing Madden or something and goes, man, I could call plays.
Yeah.
I could be the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And now here's your chance to do it.
Yeah. Oh, this is, I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. And by the way, the boys that are out here, these are guys with dreams of taking it to the next level. You will get really, really good football. You will get hard football out of these guys, right? These guys are going to be playing their asses off. Whether they're good or not, I don't know. But they're going to play their asses off because this might be their shot. This might be it for them.
This looks like something you would see in a futuristic movie as far as how the football is.
Oh, yeah.
So far, it's usually robots. But this is looks the same thing. The way the outside is set up and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's like some illegal thing going on.
It's like underground football, dude. It's great. I watched it for the first time this weekend, and I'm going to tell you right now, I am curious for some of you guys. You can go to YouTube and watch. They put the games on YouTube. Fan Control Football has 9,300 subscribers to its YouTube channel. You can go watch full games and tell, like, genuinely, I want you to watch it and tell me you're not I'm not saying it's incredible football. I'm saying you're entertained
by
it.
Wait. They've got a hot mic booth.
Yes.
So guy just scored a touchdown, went into the hot mic booth. Obviously, I can't hear what he said, but, you know.
You will be able to when we get off the air and you turn it on. And these boys talk smack. By the way, you know who has played in this league so far this year? Johnny Manziel has played quarterback in this league. Terrell Owens has showed up. Tell me you don't want to see T.O. at 45, 47 years old, whatever he is, go out there and run plays. I do.
All right, so the play I just watched was basically a 50-yard touchdown.
There's big plays.
End zone to end zone, yeah.
These boys play, man. They come out to play. I have to tell you, like I said, I have not watched any of it. I stumbled upon it this weekend. Oh, and by the way, you want to know my favorite part, Zoe? Here's my favorite part. After touchdowns, there's no PATs. It is running back versus linebacker or wide receiver versus defensive back. If you score, it's your PAT. If you don't, 6 points for the touchdown. That's it.
Looks like a little holding going on there. But,
100%. You
know. So
it's fun. What are the rules
as far as holding and as far as penalties and stuff goes? As I'm watching now and scanning through, I haven't seen any penalties thrown. So,
by the way, all the players go by like video game names, right? Your leading touchdowns is TTV King Apollo. Ruthless Cutie has 9 touchdowns. Kevin NNH, Zendog, and Boomer's Racing Stable all have 7 touchdowns. They all go by. It's a video game, bro. It's video game football with real life. I love it.
Boomer's Racing Stable.
I love it.
It's a good name.
7th leading in touchdowns in the Fan Control Football League is Bless. V371CZW has 4 touchdowns on the air.
What's the pay for something like this?
I mean, I almost half assume these guys are volunteering to do it, to be real with you.
Oh, no, they're getting paid. They got to be getting paid.
Oh, they're getting paid, but I'm sure it's like, you know, $1,000 a game.
I was going to say, in comparison to the NFL, it probably
ain't
is
nothing.
Like, yeah.
But again, I would be interested to see you guys go to YouTube, watch, like, just pick a game randomly and watch it and tell me what you think. You get a lot of points scored. It's 7-on-7, so it's wide open offense, and there's some unique rules. I like it. But I'm also the guy that watched USL this weekend because my Breakers aren't bad. Yes, lifelong fan of the New Orleans Breakers over here. Birmingham Stallions leading the league. They have been great. And then last weekend, Lonzo, I don't know if you saw this. I told you the XFL was going to get a massive boost by having Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right? I think, okay, Lonzo said it to me. We agree on the fact.
No, I sent it to you. I sent it to you on
Twitter.
Right.
It was you that sent it to me. So Lonzo pointed out to me and said, Rob, if you didn't catch this yet, which I didn't, but we both said that having The Rock as their face was going to be a big boost for the XFL. The XFL last weekend, Lonzo, you know this because you sent it to me on Twitter, signed kind of a big contract. Hey, Zoe, where will the XFL be airing their football games next season when they start up?
Disney-related places.
The biggest stick of all the sticks. ESPN and ABC. ESPN and ABC.
There was even some Disney Plus on there, yeah. Which that would be interesting.
Sure, why not? You hook me on ESPN. You show me it's a good league and hook me on ESPN. And then go, but we only got 2 games this week, but you can watch the 3rd and 4th on Disney Plus. I'm already paying for it. I'll watch. Right? Already got it so I can watch Marvel and Star Wars. I might as well pop one more in there. But to have the biggest stick of all the sticks carrying you, that's a big deal. It's just too bad, Lonzo, that nobody likes wrestling and Dwayne The Rock Johnson wasn't able to get them a bigger deal based on his notoriety as a professional wrestler.
Oh, no. It's just because he's a movie star. The wrestling had nothing to do with it.
Gotcha. True, fair enough. I didn't think about it that way. Oh, well. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back here in just a minute to wrap it all up. Time for maybe one more story and then Twitter trending topics before we call it a day. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo, the Wizard of Wave, and you're listening to the Rob Brown Show right here on the Fan Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, wrapping up the show. The Rob Brown Show right here on the Fan Upstate. I am Rob. He is Lonzo. All right, so we have like 45 seconds till Twitter trending topics. Did you watch enough of fan-controlled football videos, though, to get you intrigued to try it? Just to try it?
Sure. I have no idea when it comes on, but yeah.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either, but I'm going to look it up because now I'm curious. As Keegan said, I can't believe Terrell Owens plays. Me either, so I'm going to go find it. I got to see
but
it.
But see, I can believe that he plays because that dude just wants to play, and the league won't let him back in, so why not go somewhere else? Is he really proving anything, though, playing against the caliber of I don't know the caliber of athlete. They look like they're hitting pretty hard and moving pretty quick, but, you know.
I would not volunteer to go play.
All right, time for Twitter trending topics where I tell Rob what is trending on the internet. The first thing that is trending is Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible trending. I got nothing.
All right, so this just happened just a little bit ago. They have just put out the Mission Impossible trailer for next year.
For next year?
Yes, and I'm going to go ahead and spoil this because we know that Tom Cruise does his own stunts.
Yeah.
He drives a motorcycle off the side of a hill, and I don't know if it's really him or not. It's right at the end of the trailer, but seeing as how he normally does things, it's probably him.
All right. Let me say this about Tom Cruise. Besides the fact that he is an absolute weirdo, all right? And I say that with all due respect. He's a weirdo.
He's a short weirdo.
Yeah. Respect. I'm not even going to bang on him for being short. He's just a weirdo, all right? Doing all your own stunts. Respectable. I respect it, right? But can we stop pretending like Tom Cruise is taking his own life into his hands every time he does anything? I promise you.
Have you seen him on the outside of a plane?
Yes. Have you seen how many different gears and harnesses are attached to him to do it?
Doesn't matter. When you reach a certain level of stardom, you don't go out. You still don't do that.
I understand that. I agree with that. If I was making Tom Cruise money, I promise you, there are still some things I'd want to do, right? Like, if I'm making a new age Days of Thunder, you damn well better believe I'm driving my own NASCAR stock car, right? But can we stop pretending like Tom Cruise is taking his life in his hands? Because here's the thing. When you reach that level of stardom and you're doing your stunts, whatever protections they put into place for a regular stuntman, they are putting five times that many protections into protecting you from hurting yourself. Right? Tom Cruise does the least dangerous stunts in Hollywood because he's Tom Cruise. Like, okay, I get it. It's really windy on the outside of a C-130 and maybe like a bird hits you. But like, let's not pretend like if Tom lost his grip on the side of that plane, Tom Cruise was dead. He wasn't. There were 9/11 harnesses on the side of that plane to keep him strapped on.
And harnesses fail. They do that.
Yeah, and there were 9 of them.
All right, the next thing that's trending is Doctor Strange 2.
Like Multiverse of Madness Doctor Strange 2? Yeah, that would be the correct one. You just saw it, dummy. So we're not in the, this Thursday is my spoiler-free range. Oh, it's a money thing. Third most profitable Marvel movie inside of 2 weeks.
It is now the highest-grossing film of the year. It just surpassed Batman at the box office.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
It's made $800 million worldwide.
I'm not surprised. The last Batman, I do not think, was going to resonate with people who weren't comic book Batman fans. And on top of that, enough people complained about it because it wasn't like, Batman, punch, 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 punch. It was old school Batman. Marvel's got years of build towards Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So that makes sense to me. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Uh-oh, Tyler Hero out tonight for the Heat. Celtics win. We're going to 2-2. Warriors finish the sweep tomorrow. We'll break it all down on tomorrow's edition of the Rob Brown Show. This is the Fan Upstate. Later, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.